What up, Chicago? And you're listening to the eyewatch wearing, pinky ring wearing, kiss stealing, wheeling dealing, challenger riding, jet flying son of a gun. And I'm having a hard time holding these Air Jordans down. Now, that's a little parody off of one of my favorite WWE, or back in the day it was WWF, for those who don't remember, 90s kid, of Ric Flair, you know, the nature boy Ric Flair. Woo! So, wanted to come to you guys today, after, you know, that little goofy intro, talk to you about life being an only child and also being an introvert. At some point, those two kind of go hand in hand, because as an only child, you're kind of left to your own well-being. As far as you have to learn how to entertain yourself and learn to be comfortable with being alone or being by yourself and being able to do things on your own. A lot of things that I learned early on in my life, because I didn't have a ton of friends that I hung out with on the block. Because of the neighborhood and how it was, and just there wasn't a lot of kids in my block, to how I turned into an introvert, or still am, and how going into school and playing sports, still staying and keeping that only child introvert mentality, but then also being able to become a valued team player and teammate, to, you know, my classmates, to from the sports to even now in the workplace. I think there's a lot of great qualities in people who are introverted, and most of the time they're only children, or they might be the last child of the family, the youngest ones, because you don't have, you know, a lot of siblings hanging around you, and you don't have a lot of people, you know, gooing and gowing over you because there's not around. But one of the major qualities I think, and I've learned this through a couple people telling me that they read a couple articles on introverts and introverts who are in sales roles. So one of the major qualities is, yes, we do really well in sales because we have a great sense of listening and actively listening, not listening to give a response. That's not actively listening. But listening to take it in, evaluate it, and then to come up with the right response back. And I'm not talking about like a gotcha moment or trying to trick anybody. I'm talking about like a really, truly well thought out response. You know, if someone's having, let's say, relationship problems, or you're talking to a client about a specific opportunity, you're not pushing your agenda or giving your opinion right away. You know, your opinion is going to be mixed in there as well, as part of the recommendation or as part of you know, that advice. But you're going to take all the things that you know and put it together to make sure it's the strongest and best advice you can give at the time, and the best and strongest recommendation you can give at a time. I've seen many people who don't do that. And I would say they're not really introverted. They are more the boisterous, outgoing kind of people. And that's okay too. I mean, that's great. A lot of people do very well being that way. You know, maybe I'm not in their shoes, but I've seen relationships that are harder to build because somebody wants to be very outspoken. And not everyone takes well to that. Me personally, I'm not a person that necessarily likes people who are very boisterous or very outgoing. It's a fatal flaw being an introvert. I kind of like to keep my nose to the grindstone and my head down and be, I guess in a sense, it's a humbling aspect as well, but I also don't want to be loud and obnoxious as I see it. And maybe those people who are doing it don't see it that way. They just see it as being social and being, you know, they're very out of their shell, so to speak. But I don't see that as a positive on my end, which on their end, it probably works very well for them. And I would assume it would, and wouldn't think anything otherwise. But, when it comes down to myself, I've learned that my qualities, my attitude is a bit more introverted, and it helps me a lot with my sales, and it helps me a lot with, you know, friendships and making, you know, lifelong friends, because I'm not always jumping the gun, interrupting them, telling them what I think they should do right off the bat. I'm trying to feel and hear their whole spectrum of what they're looking at, what their needs are, what their wants are, and really trying to evaluate the best as possible. And if there's not a fit, there's not something there, I don't go around the bush on it. I am a little bit more straightforward. Some people like that, some people don't. I'm personally a person that likes the more direct approach, because I don't want to be left out there thinking, well, if I didn't say something or if I didn't do this, it, you know, what the outcome could be. And along with being that introvert and only child in the workplace, when your boss or your manager allows you to have a bit more freedom to work outside of normal office hours, not having to go into the traditional 9-to-5, but say, hey, you know what, if you want to work from home for the day, you know, I trust you enough, go ahead. And they're not micromanaging you throughout the day, and they just trust you, hey, you're going to get your stuff done no matter how it is. You know, you might spend an hour getting everything knocked out for an 8-hour day, and you might be done. You might have everything you needed to get accomplished for that day, and yet you fully did it within, you know, maybe under those 8 hours. But because I've grown up being able to do and take care of myself, I'm able to take on those tasks and have very little or limited distractions. Whereas others that are more extroverted or more outgoing, those little distractions might hinder them, might distract them from not doing what they need to do when they need to do it. And, you know, that's just something that I can't speak on behalf of, because I don't have the experience with it. But that's a struggle on that side as well. So case in point, I mean, if you're introverted, definitely, you know, find what qualities you feel or what qualities that represent you the most, and try to enhance them. Like for me, my listening skills are very well honed, and I'm always trying to, you know, make that even better. And then also being able to work on my own and be able to crunch down deadlines and get things accomplished ahead of time and not procrastinating, because I am a procrastinator, which doesn't help at some point. But I'm able to get things done on my own and put the pressure on myself to get it done. So, you know, for me, it's, hey, I'm able to do it, but I'm also hindered by putting it off, because I haven't quite gotten the knack of eating the frog yet from that book. But I tend to put those things I don't like the most towards the back end, instead of prioritizing them and saying, you know what, let me get this harder thing done first. That way all the easier tasks, you know, fall into place. But yeah, that's my take on, you know, being an introvert and being an only child. I don't think it's a terrible thing. You know, there's plenty of strong entrepreneurs and business people who they don't have any siblings. I feel like some people think it's negative if you're an only child. They feel you're selfish, you're all about yourself, and it's not true. I'm proof of it, where I feel like I'm overcaring and overprotective of others, and I don't want to overstep boundaries because of that. And that's my quote unquote cross to bear, because I need to learn, especially with the job I do, is being able to get through those tough questions, those tough moments, and being able to be 100% direct 100% of the time, instead of, you know, walking around the bush and trying to figure out, like, okay, is this going to work, is this not, whether it be, you know, with a business or in any kind of relationship or friendship, you know, just trying to figure that out on my own. But until next time, we'll have another great conversation tomorrow. I'm actually going to get off here and get started back up on my cigar reviews. So if you guys are interested in that, let me know. I know cigars aren't everybody's cup of tea, but for me, I like to pair them with a nice whiskey or beer. And then I've just gotten more accustomed to it. I don't have
an addictive personality, so I don't have to have one every day. It's more of a calming, relaxing thing. And I'll go into that later on. Maybe I'll make another podcast just talking about, addiction and from someone who doesn't have a very addictive personality, as opposed to my other family members who do, or and friends that have that. So, and the struggles that can come between that as well. But until next time, you guys keep on hustling, keep going to them 9-to-5s, and keep strong in those third shifts, because I know those are terrible, and they can be hard on you as the winters grow long, with the nights, and then as the summers grow shorter. So, you guys take care. We'll talk to you here soon.